Guys, and welcome back to another episode of the TGP, the Golda podcast. I'm so excited to be back with another episode, and I must say, I'm really sorry. So, we had to pause because of some technical issues and a bit of setbacks, but I'm so glad to say that from today onwards, you'll be getting full content. I'll be trying my best to produce as much as I can. I don't know why I'm so excited today. I really don't know why I'm excited. But yeah, one reason why I'm excited is that because you guys have shown me, overwhelming support, you know, support that I didn't even expect that I would get. I mean, the journey still continues, but I'm really, really excited to be continuing with this, you know, because not everyone wakes up one day. I keep on saying this, not everyone wakes up and they start supporting someone else, you know. And at this point, I'm feeling nervous. Reason being, I don't know. I really don't know. And in this recording space, it's just like only me. There is no one around me apart from the puppy that I'm looking at there. And I'm feeling so nervous. I really don't know. And I have no idea why. But anyways, just like I said, I'm really thankful for the kind of support that I got in the previous videos and the audios. As you all know, that my podcast episodes, they stream on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, on YouTube, and all other listening platforms, yeah? And yeah, so today we're going to talk about something a bit different and in the aspect of men. I hope some of you will not come for me, you know. So today we're talking about things men need to stop during sex. Things you all need to stop during sex. I hope I'm clear. So some men just have this, you know, tendency and this behavior of not starting foreplay. Not knowing that foreplay is really essential, to be honest. Like, foreplay is really, really essential in a sex relationship, you know, whether you're like in a long-term relationship with your partner, or like if you're in a short-term relationship, or if it's an entanglement, or if it's just like, you know, friends with benefit. I mean, you know, there's so many out there, but trust me, foreplay is very essential. Just like I mentioned before, I'm so nervous. I don't know why I'm even sweating. Oh my God. Maybe I wasn't ready to record this video. But yeah, you need to incorporate foreplay, to be honest, because the same thing goes to ladies, but I'm only focusing on men today, because sex without foreplay is like you're drinking tea without sugar when you're not used to it, you know, because black tea without sugar is really bitter. Hence, is sex without foreplay, like the real action without foreplay, because if you just, you know, your bae comes and then you guys are like maybe in the living room or like in the car or in the kitchen, whatever. Because, you know, like you can have sex from whatever place you want. So let's say she comes and then she takes off her clothes. You guys know you're going to have sex, of course. And then what you do is you just kiss and you really ready to go down there, you know, you just want to start touching down there. I mean, at least some of you, they try their effort to finger her or like to, you know, like rub her clitoris and all do that, all that stuff. But some people just take off their clothes, kiss her, get down there, remove the, you know, the ding dong, and then just place it in. And I'm like, why would you do that? I'm not speaking out of experience, but why? Because, like, I've had a lot of stories and, you know, I read a lot of stories. And then I'm just like, why would you do that? Because it doesn't really make sense. It's a turn off, actually. In short, it's a turn off. You taking off your clothes and just kissing her. Like, sometimes they don't even kiss. It's a huge turn off, to be precise, you know? You need to be so sweet to her. You need to, you know, like, blow some air into her ears. You need to touch those and lick those ear lobes. You need to, you know, like, you need to know where her turn-on spots are. You know, some people, theirs is this side, like their inner bicep. And then some people, it's the neck, others the nipples. I'm pretty sure for most people, it's the nipples, to be honest. Me being one of them. Like, nipples, it's a huge turn-on area. It's a huge turn-on spot. And then, of course, like, the inner thighs. Oh, oh my God. The inner thighs are one of the best turn-on spots. I swear to God. I swear. Oh my God. If your dude hasn't done that to you, and you know that it's your turn-on spot, sis, tell your guy to level up his foreplay game, to be honest. Because if your guy doesn't turn you on, you know, on the spots that you feel turned on, I do not know what next. Like, you need to talk to him, you know, because foreplay is very essential. Because, like, sometimes some people take long to get aroused. So, ladies, I think we take, like, from 10 to 20 minutes during the foreplay to feel aroused, depending on how your feelings are and depending on how the guy is actually doing the foreplay and how you are being responsive to him. Because some ladies also are not responsive to the foreplay. I believe that's one of the reasons why some guys do not really incorporate foreplay that much. But foreplay is a game changer. Ugh. Foreplay is a huge game changer. If you want your sex life to be better, put in that foreplay. Stop diving into the pool, you know, just like that. Like, it's really not good. Like, it's really, really not good. And then, of course, like, when you're having sex, you need to orgasm, you know, you need to climax. And then, here comes the thing. You want to orgasm alone. And then once you reach your orgasms, you don't care about your partner. Really? Like, in labor, why don't you care about your partner? Like, both of you have to orgasm. I swear to God, if it means to go down there and lick her so that she can orgasm, do it. If it means for you to put in some toys, like we spoke about toys in the previous episode. If it means for you to, you know, like, buy toys or vibrators and the dildos and whatever, and the roses and all those things, buy them and incorporate them in your sex life. Do that, because people do anything to make their sex life sweet and better and tasty and yummy, and, you know, to mention but a few. Because life is good as well as sex. Because they usually say when you take long without having sex, it affects your aging. Like, it makes you grow older faster. I don't know about that. But when someone gets to have sex, they actually glow. They glow. That one is the hard truth that some of you need to believe. Because some people don't believe that when you have sex, you glow. It does. Because you guys don't know what happens. You don't know that, I don't know how to say it. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a sex therapist. I'm not a sex coach. But I think I need to study sex. Most probably I need to study sex. Because sex is an amazing thing. It's just like how you feel so thirsty and then you want to quench your thirst. And then you get that cold water, you know, and then just drink it. It just feels so good to quench your thirst. Same thing. It feels good to quench, you know, that horniness. When you're horny and then you get to have sex. My friend, it's over for you. It is over for you. So, yeah, you need to orgasm, and as well as your partner. Both of you need to climax to feel good, you know? I believe most of the people watch porn. So here's the thing. Treating sex like porn will not better your sex life. That is one thing I know. and a lot of people have said it and I've read about it and all that stuff. Treating sex like porn is not going to make your sex life any better, because maybe your partner doesn't want to be treated like that, you know? So when I speak of porn, you know, like, porn, it varies, it varies. So maybe let's speak of the aspect of roughness. Like, you want to have rough sex and your partner doesn't want to have rough sex. And then maybe rough sex makes you feel good. It makes you climax faster. It makes you aroused. It makes you feel like, you know, so heavenly. It makes you feel like all your problems have just dropped down, you know? So, my guy, stop treating sex like porn. Because once you stop doing that, if that's what your partner wants, if that's what the two of you want, if you want to treat sex like porn, the two of you, that's okay. It's totally fine, you know? Because when you want something, the both of you, it's the best decision ever you could ever make. If you don't want something, the both of you, same, it's the best decision. Lakin, lemanzol wahid, der haja wal tani ma der, it's the worst decision ever. You know, like, you need to agree on it, because you can't just come in and be rough on her or be rough on him when he or she doesn't want to. But in this case, I feel like when some people treat sex like porn, they don't get enjoyment as much as they're supposed to get it, you know? Let's say you start making love. When you start making love and then it gets switched up, you know, slowly by slowly, the roughness begins. Like, you continue in the process, you be a bit more aggressive, a bit more rough, and then it continues like that. And probably your partner would not be amazed by how things are going, because maybe she was feeling, or maybe he was feeling everything, you know? Because one thing I know is slow sex makes you feel every bit of it. Every bit of it. That is one thing I know. It's just like how you are, massage. Let me say, it's how you go for massage. And then you just, you know, your body is so relaxed. Your mind is so relaxed. Your nerves are relaxed. Every part of your body is relaxed. It just feels so good. Same applies to sex. When you just take it, when you take things so slow, you know, you're making love, you're kissing, and you're all touchy-touchy, and you know, it feels good, like really good. If you haven't tried that, my friend, my sister, my brother, do that. Like, improve it. Improve it. Have fun. Sex is fun. Sex is good. Sex is fun and good, to be honest. Yeah, so you need to stop treating sex like porn and treat it like sex. Treat it like you're having fun, like you're enjoying, you know? And another thing is, stop faking that you are climaxing, you know, in the mornings and the grants. Like, guys, I think that they do not really make so much sound during sex. If I'm wrong, correct me. But I'm not saying all of them, though. Just a few, I believe. Because it's mostly ladies. And I believe, according from what I know, some also don't make noises, you know. They usually say, or it usually is, that when you produce sounds, you're being responsive, you know. It's like you get cut by a knife in the kitchen and then you scream or you make that sound. You're being responsive to the cut. Because if you didn't feel the cut, you wouldn't have responded. So same thing with sex. If you are not feeling it, you know, you need to receive what your man or what your woman is giving you. If your man is on top of you, let's say on missionary style, if your man is on top of you and he's actually like doing the job, you know, you need to conquer that moment. You need to feel it. You need to feel like he's really digging you, you know? And then you need to do your job also. So it's really different how people use different styles to incorporate those things, you know. And you need, like I said, you need to be responsive. Be responsive. Accept it. Receive it. And show him that you received it, that you have it, that you feel it. Oh my God. I don't know what demon has entered me right now, but honestly speaking, you need to You need to show your man or your woman that he or she is doing the actual thing. Or if they're not doing it, tell them. I have a story that I was told by someone that I will share with you guys in some other time. But to break it short was that she was, making love with someone. And then what happened was she wasn't feeling anything. She wasn't feeling anything. It was someone I did not know, by the way. It was a stranger. You know, they usually say when you tell your stories to strangers, it doesn't really make an impact. But I believe if you're out there and you're hearing me telling your story, you know, disclaimer, I'm not mentioning anyone's name. It's just the story that I'm sharing. So, like, maybe people would learn from it. So what happened was she wasn't feeling anything, you know. She's like, the guy was just, you know, digging. He was just doing the thing. The guy was just doing his job. And from nowhere, the girl just pushed him aside. And she was like, you know what? I'm not feeling anything. I don't know what's wrong. It seems like your thing is dead, or you just don't have the energy, or you don't have the interest, or something like that. And the guy got pissed from nowhere. And she was speaking the truth. So when you tell your man or your woman, your partner in short, that you're not feeling them, it's not a bad thing. They probably need to work on something. Or maybe they were doing the action at that moment when they were maybe depressed, you know, feeling stressed and all that stuff. Because depression and stress and all those things, when you're not feeling good, it affects your sex life, to be honest. Because if you're stressed and then you go into the bedroom to have sex with your partner, no, it's not going to work. Sometimes it helps you get relieved, but then sometimes it affects the actions, you know, it affects the sex actions, if I'm right, if I said it right. Yeah, it does affect things, you know. So you just need to make things work properly. You need to make things go through well. You need to make things be responsive. You need to make things be receivable, you know. And yeah. In short, stop faking an orgasm. Stop faking that, I'm coming. Where are you coming to? You're not coming. The cum is still far, and you're just forcing it to come. Why are you forcing the cum to come if it doesn't want to come? If I'm making sense at all. But yeah, so basically that's it. I feel like those are like the things that, from my own opinion, that some men need to stop doing. I don't know who you are, but if you feel guilty or if you know you've been doing those things, it's not a bad thing, but you just need to probably like improve and see how you can work on some certain areas. And ladies, I'm coming for you. And I just got a call. Yeah, just like I said, ladies, I'm coming for you. So yeah, guys, that's it for this episode. And I'm so, so excited. I hope you guys, you know, like, will check out the rest of the episodes on all platforms. And I'm so excited that you guys are still supporting me. I do appreciate it. And thank you all. I love you.